Hello all, I am another fan of the audiosexstories.net. This is on a joint initiative of audiosexstories.net, indiansextalk.com and adultproductsindia.com. These sites have made my sexual life more interesting. Who am I? I'm Shalini. I'm from western part of India, hail from north. I'm 34 years old now. I stand 5.1 feet tall, 54 kgs, fair. And as my hobby's choice, I cut my hair to neck level. I measure 34, 30, 36. I am married and have a son. I'm a housewife. My sexual life started only after marriage. I've been virgin to my husband. I was initially shy and hesitant to have sex, but I just caught up with him, who was very romantic and fun-loving. I had no other sexual relationship before and after marriage except for my husband. I am quite satisfied with my husband for the way he treats me on bed. Recently, through indiansextalk.com, I came across group sex in a party, and it was not planned. On an evening, my husband said that we have a party to attend and was requesting me to be more social as the gathering will be professional. When asked details about being more social, my husband told me that I shouldn't hesitate to sip wine, respond to appreciation, kisses, dance, and keep smiling. I was scared. My husband convinced me and told me that they all are high society people, so kisses and hugs, these are all very common things, especially in parties. I agreed to accompany him for the party, as mere kissing and hugs are not out of the box for me, and it indeed will keep my husband happy. On the party evening, my husband told me to wear a short skirt and top to keep myself modern. Also, he had chosen a set of lingerie to wear. I wore them and my husband said that I looked very beautiful and hoping to be an attraction at the party. At this point of time, let me also remind you that this is from audiosexstories.net. My name is Shadini and I am here on a joint initiative of indiansextalk.com and adultproductsindia.com. We reached the party venue around 8 in the night. Many of his friends warmly received us. One of them handed us drinks. Wine. I chose wine. As the party was going on, my husband was introducing me to his friends. There, the men started kissing me and hugging me, which I received with smiling face, as that's what I was supposed to do. Some of the guys' hug and kiss was too intimate. I sensed them to wet kiss, and I feel my body while dance. I said, "Husband, about it." Husband said, "It's common, so don't get carried away." He said, "Take it easy." Well, I was not social, but was shocked to notice to see a wife getting fucked by others. My husband told me that there's nothing wrong in it, and it'll be more fun to try a new taste while this kind of gathering goes on. Well, I have to admit that I was a little uncomfortable, but I knew that my husband had other relationship. After a long time in the party, I was feeling a little tired and was desperate to get relieved. I asked my husband for the washroom. He took me to a room where I can refresh. There were other men also. So I was hesitant to use the washroom at first, but my husband signaled me to go ahead. I went in, relieved, and when I was back, my husband was sitting with two other guys who he already had introduced to me. I was about to walk outside while a guy called me back, and they all were talking, something very general and also naughty at times. One of the guy offered me a drink, and I told him that I am almost done, but he still insisted. After the drink, I was completely dizzy. I was still but listening to them. One of the guy came to me and said, "Let's dance." I had no objection. I stood up to him, and we danced for a few minutes. My body was in his control, as I was already drunk. He was touching inappropriately. In fact, he was wet kissing me while he cuddled my breast, and he was smooching on my butts and pussy. I was too weak to protest for his move. I could see my husband watching us. Well, the other guy too joined, and he was on my ass. I was packed between those two guys. The guy on my back lifted my top above my breast, while front guy clipped my bra and sucked my boobs. My skirt was dropped without my knowledge, and the guy behind me was kissing and licking my butts. I was frustrated as his hand was rubbing my pussy. I started calling my husband, but to my surprise, he did not respond at all. I was so tired and wasn't able to stand. I came on floor. They pulled off my tops, bra and panty. One guy was holding my hands and he was French kissing me. The other guy was between my legs. I was feeling so turned on as the guys were fingering and licking my pussy. I started to enjoy touches on my body. I just was enjoying it. Then I was pulled up. He was nude and shoving his dick on my face. In fact, I like to suck my husband, so without any hesitation, I took him in my mouth. He was nice. I was fully sucking his dick. I was not aware of what's on the other part until I felt some warm pressure on my pussy. When I looked down, the other guy was already inside my pussy, and my hubby was nude and laid behind me. My husband inserted dick in my butts, and both started to fuck together. It was a new feeling. I never had experienced group sex, and that too, getting fucked by two men at the same time. It was out of my imagination. I was feeling pain and a kind of tickling inside me. I was enjoying it too while I continued to suck other guy. I was never loved like this. All three guys were humping on me and they were making me feel like an angel. It was too rough, but still I was enjoying it. I was exhausted soon as I had my two holes fucked together at the same time. Just couldn't remember how many times I was coming. At last, there was relief as both cum in me and fell apart. Oh, what a feeling. The room was full of moans like, fuck me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Fuck me. I was exhausted and they were fucking me so hard. I just couldn't remember how many times I cummed. Oh, it was so lovely. It was indeed a very good experience for me. I didn't regret even after the alcohol influence cleared. I loved it so much. I just loved it. Oh. Now, even now when I'm telling you this story, I feel so damn horny and I think I have to do something. I'm waiting for you. Come on, talk to me on indiansextalk.com. Listen to more of my stories on audiosexstories.net if you like this one. Oh, and right now I'm browsing wonderful erotic products from adultproductsindia.com. If you like it, please go ahead and order a few for yourself as well. And come talk to me. And until I do not bring the new stories to you, I hope you have a great sex life every day. And I'm here for you. Come to me, honey. Come to me. Love from AudioSexStories.net.